Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
Deserves a winner more than Knick fans. I know it's been tough, but my pledge is we are going to work tirelessly and we are going to build this the right way to bring you a winner.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And what is up, Jay?
Not much.
Okay. You still haven't thought of something better to say out of the gate than not much.
What do you want me to say?
Something. It's all right. I'm going to go a little easy on you this week because we got a voicemail like this.
Hey, this is John from Virginia Beach. Big Knicks fan. Love the podcast. Just got to say, you guys are treating Jay kind of like shit here. You're kind of treating him like Franklin Lakina. You know, you're putting him in situations that he's not supposed to be in, and you're expecting him to handle himself. You know, he can't do that. You got to pick and choose a spot. He's an elite player. You just got to put him in the right spots, though.
I agree.
Okay, so he called J. Edgar Hooper an elite player.
Wow, big support for Jay.
Who is that?
I don't know anybody who lives in Virginia Beach. Not.
He's
not
saying we're not using you right.
He's not a cousin of yours down south?
No. Not in Virginia Beach, no.
Then he called in like an hour later. I don't know if he forgot that he called, but then this came in.
Hey, guys, this is John from Virginia Beach.
You hear that? He's talking like he hasn't called us before.
Maybe he wants to do a second take, and he wants you to choose the better.
Love the 60 seconds or less with Jay. It was really nice. He got really enthusiastic for that pod.
He's fucking calling in just to talk about how much he loves Jay.
Yeah, this can't be real.
It's not anybody I know, that's for sure.
Oh, and then just like, great show as always, guys. Love keeping it up. It always, I don't have a lot of people to talk to that are Knicks fans, or I have no one to talk to. But hearing you guys just shoot the shit every week, it's really, really makes my day. But peace, guys. Hope you guys are all staying safe.
Wow. Thank you, John. I think I can speak for all of us. We really needed those words of encouragement. Because this was a hard week. It was time to really, come to the realization of who we are. We are, what were we called this week?
Clowns.
Weekend warriors. We live in our mom's basement.
Fat fucks.
We've never been to a gym or even a gymboree, they said.
Casual Knicks fans that don't watch the games.
Idiots who just started a podcast and don't know what they're talking about. That's pretty true. Cannot deny that.
And Damian Dotson himself called us miserable.
He told us to get a life. Damian Dotson. Or I should just say Barry motherfucking D, actually. On the last show, I think you all heard, we had some strong opinions about... I honestly think it was less about Damian Dotson and more about Knicks fans going crazy about players that aren't worth going crazy over. People like Damian Dotson.
Right. That was the initial point. And I mean, let me start by saying maybe we got a little carried away in the bashing, okay? I'm not backtracking on what we said, but yeah, we got a little carried away. We were having a little bit of fun. And I know, Craig, it pissed you off when I tweeted that clip.
Well, so here, so we do the show, and the next day, Barry is always looking for ways to try and promote the show, and he gets a clip, that clip from the show, where I just start off going, Damian Dotson, Damian Dotson, and then we just start ripping on Damian Dotson.
And
it was
look,
part of a much bigger conversation. Hold on.
Okay.
Barry tweets this clip out with this adorable photo of Damian Dotson. I mean, which is immediately hard to get over because it's this, it's got that smile. It's this black background. It's basically like a high school yearbook photo of Damian Dotson. And then a clip of me for 90% of it ripping on Damian Dotson. And Barry may be chiming in at some point, but I don't even know if I got that far. I was so angry. And then, holy shit, did people react? There was some significant backlash. So Barry, what was your thought process when you posted that clip?
Like you said, I look for an entertaining clip to tweet out, you know, from the episode. And it, honestly, it was between that one and like the Kyrie Irving KD segment that we spoke about as well. But I figured like you're always reading about that shit about KD and Kyrie. So I said, let me put the Dotson thing in it. And it was not to goat him. Okay, and it wasn't even to get like a huge reaction. It was honestly, I thought that was one of the more entertaining parts of the show. That's what it came down to, you know. And funny enough, you know, or ironically enough, it totally like proved the point of what that segment was just that like the emotion that people discussed this on social media about Damian Dotson. And I've praised Damian Dotson in the past. This particular season, I specifically remember like one of the games, the Knicks were down 20 points. Dotson comes in off the bench. The guy's hustling around like crazy. He's shooting the lights out, running all around the court. You know, so I've praised him before. And, you know, I didn't want it to come across as bashing him. I just posted that because I thought it was an entertaining clip. And I listened back to it. I stand by it. It's an entertaining clip. What do you want from me?
Well, the photo was unnecessary.
Okay, so here's that. In the past, when I've cut an audio segment, I usually have the audio going over the episode art. This episode art was a picture of Kevin Knox. And that segment had nothing to do with Kevin Knox. So I figured, you know, we're talking about Damian Dotson. Let me put his picture up. It's going to go with the photo. It wasn't to incite any more emotion or anything like that. It was just to go along with what we were talking to. I know you found it disrespectful. We know Dotson found it very disrespectful.
I found it. I stand by what we said. I still think it's ridiculous to argue about Damian Dotson or to even talk about him.
And a lot of the comments and the tweets and the replies and the mentions were how he should have gotten more playing time than Reggie Bullock and Wayne Ellington. I think you and I agree with that.
Yeah, we don't disagree with that. Sure.
Of course, play him.
I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm just saying he's not great.
Right, I think you said he's a fine player.
I don't even know if he's good. He's fine. He's fine. And I know people like Alex from Posting and Toasting, who we've hung out with a few times. It's not like we're all buddies, but we've hung out with him and we have a decent relationship when we hang out. I know we went a little back and forth because he made a comment like, you know, that was a yikes take or something. Something, some weird comment like
right,
that.
Right, yeah, right. It was a bad take. You know, and he's, you know, he
and,
did.
And he called Dotson legit good. Quote, legit good. I don't know what his definition of legit good exactly is. This is what Alex said. I don't think it's unreasonable to point out that Knicks fans comically latch on to and debate vigorously about decent to bad players.
Okay.
Which is the category that I put Damian Dotson in. But he says Damian Dotson is legit good. And a bad example of that because I think any NBA roster would take a player like him.
Okay. So
I wrote, hold on. So then I wrote, legit good? Come on. He's legit okay, maybe. And then he wrote, nah, man, he's actually good because he's a movement shooter, good defender, above average rebounder for a guard. And he had improved ball handling this year. That's what makes a good player. Seriously. And the whole 3-and-D argument that everyone says, yeah, he's a 3-and-D player. Because he's an average 3-point player and he's not awful on defense. He's pretty good at D. That makes him so good.
I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. He's an average 3-point shooter. The league average this year was 0.357. He comes in at just about 36%. Okay. So he's right there. And 42% field goal percentage, and he averaged 7.8 points per game. And you want to give him the benefit of the doubt and give his per 36 numbers, we're at 13.9, all right? So you got 42% from the field, 36% from three, and a 13.9 per 36. Now listen to these stats of a guy who just got waived by the Knicks. 45% from the field, 38% career three-point percentage, and 17.5 points per 36 in Alonzo Trier. And he just got waived by the Knicks. So that's how great they thought of him. And you're going to stick up for Dotson like this? Like, you know, like, is the, you know, beyond all can't give up on this guy. Look, again, I see this is not going where I want it to go.
Because I repeat, we do not dislike Damian Dotson.
We don't.
We don't think he's a bad player.
He's a good,
solid player.
He's good.
He's fine. I don't know if he's good. I don't know if I would say he's good. He played two of the last like 8 or 10 games for the Knicks. And it's funny because everyone says, like, it's funny because these are probably all the same people who want Mike Miller back. Yet they bitch about the coaching staff fucking up with Damian Dotson not giving enough play.
That's a great point.
Well, which one is it? Played two games over the final 8 to 10 games or whatever it is. Listen, I'm not going to, Barry and I never pretend, I know Jason doesn't pretend to be this, super analytical. We don't pretend like we would know how to coach the team. We just tell you how we see it. Damian Dotson isn't getting a lot of playing time on a shitty team, and his three-point percentages are average at best.
And we're invested in this team, not just because of the podcast. We're invested in the Knicks, okay? So don't tell me we can't have an opinion. And just like, you know, in an hour and a half conversation that we're having while we're recording an episode that we can't fly into something. And excuse us for trying to give you an entertaining show at times that we can't use hyperbole and get a little, you know, passionate about things.
What drives me a little crazy is that all season long, Knicks fans can rip apart Frank Ntilikina, can rip apart Bobby Portis, Julius Randle, Elfrid Payton. Whoever the fuck they want to rip apart, they can, and nobody reacts. And maybe for Frank's defense, people react. But not like this. And this is Damian Dotson, and one of the arguments was he's such a good guy. Is he? I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe you want to look into his past, how good of a guy he is. But it has nothing to do with whether someone's a good guy. He could be the greatest guy in the world. We could still say that he's an okay player. And sorry, Damian, because I know you're listening to this, because obviously you've got nothing fucking better to do, especially since Barry's going to tweet this out tomorrow. I'm sorry, Damian, but you're not that good. All right, you're not going out there on the court. You're not even earning consistent playing time with one of the worst teams in the league. And you've been here for several years now. Don't sit here and get that pissed off at us that we say you're not that good. You know you're not that good. You know you're not that good. And you want to listen to all these Knicks fans kissing your ass. They're just tweeting at you because they want to support you and get you to respond to them, and they want you to like them, all right? And they're backing you up, telling us that we're sitting at in our basements on the couch and we never go to gyms or gymboree's. I've been to lots of fucking gymboree's in my life.
Honestly, the whole reaction that occurred completely proved the point that you were making in the first place.
It proved the entire point. And I mean, and maybe we're part of the fucking problem, to be honest. We've been talking about it for like 10 plus minutes now. We've been talking about Damian Dotson for 10 minutes. Damian Dotson. He's not even that good. Are we going into this again? Barry, you'll post this. This is the kind of anger that we received. You guys ready?
Oh, let's
hear. This is a voicemail that came in. One example of the thousands of voicemails we received. So many, we couldn't even listen to them all. Where is it? I labeled it Angry Dotson Caller. Now, I apologize, but this is going to be hard to understand. If I could subtitle it, I would, but this is a podcast.
Hello, I just want to tell you that...
By the way, this is not Jason.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Is it you, Jason? Is this you?
No, that's not okay. Me.
It does sound like a bad Jason accent.
No, I stick to like European accents. That's more my wheelhouse.
Isn't this French, this accent?
I don't think so.
Hello, I just want to tell you that your video you posted up is fucking shit. And your takes are shit. Because no one is saying Dotson is a Kobe. No one is saying that, but a 3-and-D player in the NBA is very, very valuable. And should a 33-year-old Wayne Ellington or a 30-year-old Bullock get more minutes than a 24-year-old guy with a contract versus two 30-year-olds that don't even have a contract next season? Makes no sense. So your video is very shit.
Your video is very shit?
You're too old white shit.
We're too old something. I have no idea.
I think he said white shits.
Yeah.
He called us too old white shits? You fucking racist motherfucker.
Yeah, that was definitely... See, that's why...
He called us white shits?
Like, that isn't... This sounds like Middle Eastern. It could be Israeli or something in that region to me. This doesn't sound like French to me.
We were debating at Barry's Barbecue whether this might be Tom from the French Knicks podcast. No, absolutely not.
No, I think that's still possible.
Possible. Yeah.
You're two old white shits.
Two old what?
Two old white shits.
Yeah.
I kept hearing two old bike shits.
No. That is not what he said.
You're two old white shits. The basement of your mom's house, quarantine, no good.
Two old white shits in the basement of your mom's during quarantine, no good. Well, thank you. Very kind words out of you. You should get a podcast because I think people would love it. Right, guys? And then the morning after. It couldn't end after just one night.
I got to say, like, I had a great time watching it all unfold live, just with all the texts going back and forth.
I'll be honest, we've talked about this way too much. It ruins my fucking night that night. It was Wednesday night.
That was Wednesday night. Dude, I was out.
You were out for your anniversary, I know.
Yeah, a very nice dinner. We were all texting. 15th wedding anniversary.
Were you out for dinner when we were texting?
We were texting. I had gotten home from dinner at that point. I was out at dinner when Dotson retweeted it twice.
Oh, no. So we ruined the whole mood, did we? I was like, I was trying to put my kids to bed and we were trying to get stuff done. And I was just walking around miserable. I was just like, fucking Barry, how could he put a tweet out like that?
Let me say, I deleted that tweet because you asked me to.
I mean, I like I said before, I thought it was even though I stand by what we said, it was a disrespectful tweet.
Right.
Because of the photo and the fact that taken out of context, it really sounds like we spent 3 minutes just ripping on Dotson. All right, well, we can't talk about this forever. And it's Damian Dotson, so we should move on. But the Knicks, you know, the one beautiful thing is the Knicks noticed, and the next morning, their first tweet of the day was a photo of Damian and a little emoji shouting, and then it just said #WholeTeamDot. So the Knicks have nothing better to do too than listen to It's a Hard Knicks Life. All right, Barry, you had a pretty successful year betting this season, right? You bet so well that you got us floor seats at the Garden.
That's right. I had an overall record of 68-49. I finished the season up $2,000. And yeah, they paid for our floor seats.
But there sounds like there is room for improvement, and we've got some exciting news. Today's show is sponsored by Betting Gods. How lucky are we to have this new sponsor, guys?
Very lucky.
Well, the truth is our listeners are the lucky ones because Betting Gods is one of the best-known tipster networks across the globe, and they represent some of the best tipsters in the business. And now, thanks to them, It's a Hard Knicks Life listeners can get access to completely free betting tips every day without paying a penny. All you need to do is visit bettinggods.com/hardknickslife. Barry, it's free. So you get to sign up, and I believe every day they give you tips that you can bet on.
Nice.
All right, guys, here we go again. Every offseason. It's not the offseason, but for us, it's the offseason. The trade rumors are swirling, and we can't even make trades for months. So this is going to be a long offseason when we eventually get to it, but we're hearing a lot of chatter right now about Damian Lillard. If he were to request a trade, it might be the Lakers or the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell and his ties to Leon Rose and World Wide West. Now we got Devin Booker joining the crowd as a potential trade target. Photos been floating around of Leon Rose and Devin Booker when I think Devin was signing his first big contract, which wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, that 5-year $150+ million deal he was with Rose.
So now we got Knicks fans can take a little attention away from Damian Dotson, thank God, and they can dream about the latest Devin Booker. It's funny, on the last show, Barry said he didn't want Devin Booker anywhere near this team because he just doesn't like him.
I don't know if those are my words. I did say I didn't like him.
Who would you rather have on the team, Devin Booker or Damian Dotson?
Hold on. It's a great question. I've been giving it some thought. And yes, I said I don't like Devin Booker because I thought he seemed like kind of a jerk. But I've been thinking about it. And I mean, the guy's 23 years old. You know how many jerks are just jerks because they're 23? And, you know, they just need to grow up a little bit in the world. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I mean, come on. The guy's skills compared to any of those other players you just mentioned, you know, maybe Damian Lillard aside. But he's got, you know, the youth and, you know, the growth potential in front of this kid is unreal. He's sick talent, got so many skills. So yeah, I would take Devin Booker, please.
Did you see Ian Begley's tweet about this though?
He reached out to some like another team's high-ranking exec and asked about the possibility of the Knicks trading for Devin Booker, and what was the response?
LOL.
LOL. So Knicks fans, let that put everything in perspective. You know, don't expect any of these rumors to come true.
Right. But hey, where Damian Lillard flat out came out and said that, you know, it's all just people, you know, talking shit because there's nothing else to talk about. I didn't hear any comment like that from Booker. He's been quiet. So I'll take that.
Well, also, I don't think you hear that much from Booker in general. Lillard definitely has a presence on social media.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, obviously, Booker, he's fucking still just 23 years old, averaged 26 plus points a game the last two seasons at 23. Good three-point shooter, almost seven assists a game the past two seasons. He doesn't just score, pulls in a few boards. He's a good all-around player. I think it's funny because Knicks fans, when you read these rumors, listen, they may or may, they will probably likely not happen. Whether it's Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lillard, or Devin Booker, listen, it's not going to happen. But it is funny, I see Knicks fans tweeting, and Barry, are you okay? Because you're looking like you're seeing a ghost behind you.
Yeah.
Was there a weird...
I've got noises.
Barry just turned his
upstairs.
Head and made this... There's noises. Are people awake in your house?
Yeah, my brother-in-law is visiting from Boston, so I think he's still talking to my wife upstairs.
Oh, no, no. What was that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's noises going on.
No. How are you supposed to focus on our show here? What was I saying? Now this distracted me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
It's probably not going to happen. But it's funny how Knicks fans are going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it for the next 3-4 months until free agency's over and until that window when these types of trades actually happen is over. But I see Knicks fans tweeting like, I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell when under Booker stuff, or I'd rather have Lillard. I'd rather have this guy. I'd rather have that guy. Are you fucking kidding me? Stop it. Just be happy. If we get any of these guys, exactly. Just be happy about it. Exactly. Give me a break. We don't need to argue like, oh, I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell. Okay. If we get Devin Booker, you're going to complain that you would have rather had Donovan Mitchell. We're not getting any of these guys. If we got one, we should be happy. And this is, by the way, this is just what the media does to us every offseason. Everyone has said it. You know, it's not that this is not the first time you're hearing it, but they put out a story about how, you know, we might get Booker, we might get Lillard, we might get Mitchell. Knicks fans start tweeting out photos of these guys in Knicks jerseys getting their hopes up. And then we don't get them. And then everyone laughs at the Knicks and the Knicks fans about how pitiful we are that we can never land a big star when there was literally no shot in the first place.
That's right. And then 10 years from now, we'll hear a story about how we were the first choice of a particular player.
Exactly.
But then it fell through when they met with James Dolan.
There you go.
And then we'll rehash the whole thing all over again, you know, 10 years later.
All right, Barry. Well, we had I had a fabulous time at your 4th of July bash this weekend.
Oh, good.
Me too.
Best part was that crumb cake, right, Jay?
Yes, it was incredible.
We were all shooting some hoops in the driveway. We escaped the chaos of the kids. Went in the front, we're shooting around. Me and Barry were shooting around. Jay is just, he can't stop thinking about and worrying about when dessert's coming.
He's like peeking over the fence. He's like, I think they put it out.
Well, because they started bringing out the dessert and nobody was supposed to touch it. But some of the kids just started going at it before it was really officially, you know, dessert time. And so I was getting nervous.
I could not. You're that worried about the dessert?
I was worried about, it wasn't the dessert.
These kids are little. They're not going to eat it all.
It was first of all, there were 10 children, okay? And children are animals. So we're not talking about like there were 3 or 4 kids. There were 10 kids. That's a lot of kids. They could, you know, destroy a dessert in a matter of seconds if left unattended.
That's true.
So Barry did get that Clarkson Avenue crumb cake. What was it called?
It's called a campfire.
It's called campfire.
I've been told that my Clarkson Avenue crumb cake ads have not been up to par lately, and someone really liked Jay's take on it last week, or your passion.
My passion for
desserts.
The crumb cake?
Well, yeah, any dessert in general, ice cream,
pretty much.
Crumb cake,
yes.
Dessert, it like lights a spark under you.
That's when my ears perk up and, you know.
So Jay, go. I told you were going to do this Clarkson Avenue crumb cake read. Tell us about that flavor crumb cake we had and tell everyone where they can get some.
Yeah, right, take the keys, Jay, and drive this ad home.
All right. So it's a hard Knicks life, but for this ad, we like to say it's a crummy Knicks life.
Hold on. At the barbecue, you told me this ad sucks.
Yeah, you were going to punch it up.
Saying that, and now
that
you're just reading the same exact thing.
It's not what I said.
Jay, you're going to find your spot here. Don't read the ad. Just please look up and just tell us about that crumb cake that you had.
You want me to talk about the crumb cake? This campfire crumb cake was essentially a s'more masquerading as a crumb cake. I mean, it was spectacular. You know, in the ad last week when we were talking about what it says on the website, it talks about how they inject a marshmallow cream. I mean, this thing had marshmallow cream like oozing out of it from the moist chocolate cake to,
and it was oozing down Jason's chin
to the marshmallow cream to the graham cracker crumbs, which I don't know if you're aware of this. There is a graham cracker shortage, apparently. This was an incredible, I mean, you tweeted out the picture. You saw what we did to that cake. I mean, it was destroyed.
How many slices of that did you have?
I would say I had more crumb cake than any of the other desserts, and I ate a lot of basically all of the desserts.
And me, Jay, and Barry, we were not alone. The kids were loving this cake. The moms were loving this cake. There was only one two-year-old who didn't love it. And I'm pretty sure he just has no idea what's going on anyway. But Chris's kid, like, he was like, I want a piece that looks so good. And then they gave him one. He walked away with it, and he comes running back. He's like, this is not good, and threw it back at us. But I'll tell you, every single other person at that party could not stop eating that thing. So thank you, Clarkson Avenue. Thank you for being a sponsor. You can go to www.clarksonav.com, and you can order that or anything else. Use the promo code HARDNICKSLIFE for 23% off your order.
Yeah, and that's the special flavor for July. Any order of $35 or more for that, it's free shipping. It was a spectacular crumb cake.
Okay, and there was some other news this week that the Knicks, you know, everybody got on the Knicks for this, and then I think they realized it wasn't really much of a big deal, but the Knicks have been talked about lately as being part of a second bubble. Can't even get the first bubble going, and we're hearing about a second bubble where the teams that are left out of the first bubble would hold their practices, play scrimmages against the other teams. I heard that could be in Chicago, but the Knicks were supposed to be part of a conference call about it this past week, and were a no-show. Because apparently they were interviewing Jason Kidd for the head coaching position, and they already had that interview lined up. So for whatever reason, guys, I don't know if it's because the Knicks don't want to be in that second bubble, and that report has come out, and they're just not that interested in being, so why be on the call? Or if it really was because they were interviewing Jason Kidd, I find that to be a ridiculous excuse, because there's got to be someone in that organization that was not talking to Jason Kidd at that moment. Barry, what's your take on this? Is it even worth talking about?
I mean, it's worth talking about only because there's nothing else to talk about, essentially. So it's something. So why not address it, right? I mean, the call was intended for GMs, okay? So I can understand if Scott Perry, you know, had that video interview with Kidd lined up, and I think apparently had another interview lined up that day. But you're right. At least put somebody on the call. I mean, you're the only team out of those eight that's not on the call. It's bizarre. Because, I mean, even Leon Rose mentioned, you know, about the other team activities, you know, segment that he thought, you know, was intriguing, you know, to get some play for these guys, to see what he had with these guys, the new players they just signed, get them some burn. So it is odd that they wouldn't have somebody on the call. And I know this was a preliminary call. It wasn't really anything structured, but they still wanted to, you know, present everything to the teams, get the team's reactions. And yeah, why not have somebody on there, just even if they're listening in, to take notes? It's kind of bizarre.
Listen, I mean, at first when I saw that report, I got excited because I miss Knicks basketball. But I don't understand the second bubble, and I don't understand why they're doing it after I really thought about it. I mean, to put these players at risk to go into a second bubble to play in meaningless games and to practice.
Look, I mean,
the Knicks can practice here in New York.
Right, but they really want to give them an opportunity to at least get some real scrimmage, some real action. I mean, yes, where the Knicks have been out of it sooner than, you know, majority of the other teams because they didn't make the playoffs, yes. But, I mean, you got 22 other teams that are going to be playing, at least in some capacity. And what, the Knicks are going to sit out for 8 months without playing any 5-on-5 ball? And
it's a competitive disadvantage for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get the idea of it and the scope of it. It's just, you know, the NBA is trying to put the teams in their league in the best position that's going to keep everybody safe. And, you know, this was their idea. But who knows if any of this is going to go down?
Last week, we posed a question to the fans. We said we want to get some voicemails back. We definitely got voicemails this week, some because of the controversy and some responding to our question about whether the Knicks are in better shape now after having not signed Kyrie and KD, or if they would have been in better shape having signed those two high-profile guys. So let's play some of those guys.
What's up, guys? It's James from Queens over here. You guys kidding me? Did you guys just fucking ask if we would be better or with Kyrie or KD? Those fucking assholes would have had a screw. We would have been a fucking mockery 10 times worse than we were this year. this fucking asshole, KD, and his fucking man climbing over here, they would have fucking, I don't even know what they would have done. They would have been headlines every other fucking day. Worst of all, Fizdale would have still been here. David fucking fuckface Fizdale. Also, one more thing. Barry, what the fuck is up with your fucking Siri? Why the fuck did you take the girl off? That is just fucking weird.
Barry, do you want to respond to that before I continue? Why did you make the Siri a boy voice? Can we hear that again, just
British,
to remind the
it's
listeners?
It's a British dude, right?
Yeah. It's a British dude.
Can you say hi to Siri for us?
Yep. Hey, Siri, remind me to tell Jason that he's a fuckface tomorrow.
Okay. Your reminder is set for tomorrow.
So
yeah, Barry, what is up with that?
To me, I feel, yeah, it's a British accent, number one, but I feel like I have like a butler when I talk to my Siri. It makes me feel important. I have like an assistant, a butler, and I prefer it to the female Siri. That's, you know.
James, I think that's a perfect response.
Jay Garcia, you're doing a little better. But
this is for you, Jay. Now, for some reason, James is calling you Jay Garcia, which I don't dislike, so maybe you should consider that.
We're just going to go with whatever comes up every week.
Let's change it to Jay Garcia.
Jay Garcia.
Jay Garcia, you're doing a little better, but I mean, kind of just like, not really like what we're used to. You know, Barry's very colorful and, you know, it's just, you're very, I don't know how to explain it, man. Like, the passion, man. It's the passion, man. What the fuck, Jay? What the fuck? All right. See you guys later.
At least he didn't call you a fuckface, Jay. I mean, he couldn't even put into words what he's feeling about you.
And it sounds like the jury's still out, so you haven't lost him.
Listen, I'm trying to find my way. You know?
Virginia Beach loves you. Queens, not so much. And then we had another one. Oh, this is John continued. Why not? You're going to call in that many times to the show. We're gonna hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I say give him his time. I liked him.
I just wanted to say about the question you said about whether or not we're better off as of right now without KD and Kyrie. I 100% agree. At the beginning of the season, when everything started, or when we missed out on them, I was devastated. I thought we were gonna be shit for the next like 5 years, and the Nets were gonna be these guys. But like seeing as how it turned out with Kyrie being injured. On and off again, and now KD is not even going to come back. I'd say we're in a great position. Imagine if like Kyrie somehow put us in the playoff contention, and then now we're out of the lottery, and we have to deal with like a really high, like a higher lottery pick, like a 13th overall pick, as opposed to right now we're at 7th. I just think we're in a much better position with Kyrie, and plus like you know all the jokes that the big media is going to make that like oh the Knicks fans are so dumb signing the two most crazy players in the NBA, but yeah, I agree with you, all you guys, that say we're much better off without them. Great show as always, guys. Love keeping it up. I don't have a lot of people to talk to that are Knicks fans. I have no one to talk to.
All right, you heard that already.
Hey Siri, remind me to ask Knicks fans next season if they're better off without KD and Kyrie when they're each scoring over 30 points a game and they're making a finals run.
Okay. I'll remind you to ask Knicks fans if they're better off without KD and Kyrie when the Reds scoring over 30 points.
He's really
going to
fucking say the whole thing?
Run?
Wow.
When would you like to be reminded?
Next fucking season.
I don't know how to respond to that.
You shouldn't have to respond to that.
British butler.
Yeah. No, but for the record, like I said, last week, I think the Knicks are much better off without them.
All right, everybody, here's that music. It is time. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. This is the news with Jay Garcia, a.k.a. J. Edgar Hooper.
Awesome.
You got 60 seconds, Jay.
All right, so I'm going to start off like I have the last couple of weeks just by giving you the new COVID cases in Florida between yesterday and today. 7,347 in the great state of Florida. So is this going to happen? I have no idea. You had a number of new players today. I know the last couple of days opting out. Bradley Beal out. Kelly Oubre's out. Taurean Prince of the Nets has tested positive for COVID, so they're down like 3 or 4 people at this point. Who else? I know that a bunch of the organizations, the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Heat, the Kings, they've had to close down practice facilities because members of their traveling parties have come down with COVID. So, you know, the idea is still to start in 23 days. Whether or not that's actually going to happen, I don't see it happening. But LaMarcus Aldridge is out also.
LaMarcus Aldridge is out.
Yeah. Did I say Victor Oladipo?
Oh, there you have it, Jay. What a wonderful news segment from you.
No problem. I do it.
Did you get it all in there?
Well, no, I had some other Adam Silver stuff, but it's good. It's good.
And you did that last week too.
Yeah, I know.
Adam Silver.
Because I leave him
after.
For the end. Because I mean, he's not the important stuff.
Did you see the court? You see the photo of the courts in Orlando?
No.
It's pretty cool. They basically brought the home courts into one like ballroom in the hotel.
Interesting.
So right next to each other, you got like the Magic Court, the Lakers Court.
Yeah, it's like last week there was a banquet, you know, in the fucking conference room.
Yeah.
You know, with like bagels and donuts.
They had a bar
some
mitzvah.
Some stupid seminar.
And now they're having, yeah. Now LeBron's coming to try and win a championship.
Do some crazy alley-oop dunks in the same place where people are learning how to save in their 401k.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's show. Remember, you can reach out to us. It's ahardnickslife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @hardnickslife. You can follow Barry @BarryDworkin. And you can follow J. Edgar Hooper @J, the letter, and then Edgar Hooper. Send us all the hate tweets you want about Damian Dotson. We'll be up all night listening. Or reading, sorry. If you like our show, please go onto iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, or leave us a review. And if you want to call in, you can call us
at 516-33-MESH-1.
Thank you to our sponsors, Betting Gods and Clarkson Avenue Crumb Cake Company. And most of all, thank you to Jay.
Yeah, Jay, thank you.
It's really, you did a great job today. I just,
wow.
We didn't beat up on you at all.
And it really wouldn't be the same without you here.
That's really sweet of you to say.
And other than Virginians, the rest of the country is going to come around on you too.
Jay was loving this past week when all the hate was coming my and your way about Damian Dotson. And he's probably the least hated one on this show.
I'm
right
brand
now.
New.
He eased on by.
I wasn't the one ranting about Damian Dotson.
Did you know there are 3 Knicks who didn't start even one game last season?
Oh, here we go.
Who are they?
Ignas Brazdeikis.
Yeah, that's one.
Kadeem Allen.
Kadeem Allen, that's two. That's two. And Damian Dotson.
Well, clearly they don't value 3-and-D here in New York.
Whatever, we're going to really end it with Damian Dotson slander, huh?
Doesn't
we
seem
right. We haven't learned our lesson? All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks.
Life.
Jay, it's life.
But
yeah, life.
Like say like some
life.
You sound so sad.
With an
you
L.
Want people to come
Jason,
back.
With
life.
It's a guys, until next time, it is a hard
Knicks.
Life.
No, it's you got to say it's a hard Knicks life.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
I said life.
All right, Jay, why don't you do it until next time it's a hard. You do that.
Say what now? Until next time?
Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks.
No, Jet Barry, you fucking idiot.
Until next time, it's a hard.
Do I still say Knicks?
All right. Good night, guys.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.